Good morning. I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Sam Hopkins, who is winner of the second Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award. We're excited about that. And we're going to talk today about his idea of using technology, club music, mentoring, and engineering to hook up with kids in Baltimore City and teach them STEM. So talk a little bit about that.
Right. Well, you know, there are different sort of prisms through which you learn all sorts of lessons in life. And I took a keyboarding class in seventh grade on typewriters, but didn't really learn to type. What I learned to type through was, you know, Instant Messenger in high school and needing to get the idea out quickly. And the task sort of became secondary. And I think that that happens a lot in creative practice and where you're counting time to make music or having to interpret audio and through a graphical medium. You're doing pretty technical work, but because you've got this creative goal in mind, I think you can draw some connections there. And what we would hope to do is to formalize the way that some of those connections happen, look at the research behind it, you know, develop a curriculum that allows people to express themselves and also take away lessons to know that they're learning and to see the potential broader application.
Talk a little bit about what you would vision the curriculum to look like.
We have some good examples. There's an organization called Today's Future Sound, developed by a PhD named Elliot Gann. He works out of, I believe, the Bay Area in California, and has gone nationally and established some keystones key points to hit on in the curriculum, a lot of which are oriented, interestingly, toward Common Core. Like a lot of these learning objectives that touch on music are found, whatever you think about the Common Core, they're key nationwide learning objectives. And in addition to that, there are socio-emotional lessons and exercises that can be, again, pushed through the sort of the prism of musical exercise.
Right. The irony is that what you're talking about could be taught in math or science class as opposed to music class.
Right. No, that's a terrific point, that you can change the focus a little bit based on, sort of what that particular context is called, but that the interdisciplinary nature of learning through music and learning about music and talking about, the social context of music, as we have with Baltimore Club, I think you allow yourself a lot of different pathways into a particular lesson.
Yeah, and really thinking creatively about curating the content and the connection between math and science and music, because it's something that we in some ways have lost in the public schools. And it is a way for kids to learn. Just as kids learn through physical activity, many of them learn through musical activity and think in those terms.
Right. And it's always, to hook them in any way. If there's any spark that you can get in a kid's mind or in the mind of an adult, learning, you really, in order to dive deep into a topic, it has to appeal to you on some other level than just learning calculus.
That's very exciting. Sam, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
For more of this interview with this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winner, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.